everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and I am so excited. I'm actually going to be solo today, and we're going to be talking about one of the things that I'm really, really passionate as we get towards the end of 2020. Yes, we've made it to the end of 2020. At times, I wasn't sure how that was going to happen, but here we are. We are in November. Not even in November, mid-November. I'm recording this the week before Thanksgiving. And I've been thinking a lot about content and how things are always evolving and changing. And so I'm going to be solo today talking about content and my predictions for what's to come in the next year or two, and specifically video content and how you'll be representing and building your brand and communities, and especially in a fully digital world, which we have been in for some months now. Thanks to all of my subscribers. I appreciate you. Couldn't do it without you. Almost 2 years running this podcast. And if you're new to the show and you're in real estate, mortgage, or escrow and title, this show is dedicated for you. It is all about social media in the real estate industry and how to leverage social media to build a powerful personal brand and to create leads and actual real community. I'd love to connect with you on all the socials. The best place to find me is on Instagram. You can follow me at chelsea.pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z. All right, so let's talk about content. Now, you may or may not know that I've written two books about content and specific camera-first content, which is visual-based videos and specific to the story format. So I do believe in content creation, and we've talked a lot about, you know, the five E's of content. I have an entire podcast on that. Educational content, entertaining, engaging, exclusive, and emotional. Now, that's nothing new. You can look up content from centuries and centuries, and the best stories have always been ones that are human and relatable and teach you a lesson and appeal to the emotions. And what I'm seeing changing specifically in Instagram, which I do talk a lot about, but this also goes over into LinkedIn and Twitter and YouTube, short video format content. And so far, thus far, we've really just been seeing the majority of that in stories. Facebook has stories, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn has stories. By the way, we're not really going to be talking about LinkedIn as much today, but if you haven't been using LinkedIn stories, I would highly recommend it. The majority of people that I have personally asked to look at their LinkedIn app and say, how many people have a live story on your LinkedIn? The average answer is 1.5. Now, I haven't done any scientific studies, but I've asked handfuls of people, which means a couple of things. One, there's zero competition pretty much for the majority of people. Now, if you're in marketing, you're probably going to see more people using it because they're aware of it. But if you're in real estate, title, escrow, mortgage, you're probably going to be one of the few people that are using it, which means there is an opportunity for your personal brand to get seen in short video visual content. So LinkedIn has stories, all the platforms have stories, and the reason that I love that format is it's super fast and easy to create content as compared to writing a multiple sentence caption on Facebook or LinkedIn and having a call to action and a hook headline and figuring out your hashtags. That takes me a while. I'm not a natural copywriter. And I would imagine the majority of you listening are not either. And that takes me some time. Whereas I can just pick up my phone and talk to it when I'm creating a story. So this original idea about content that I've been personally talking about, and I know many of my counterparts have been talking about for many years, is really kind of this educational content as sort of the bread and butter. You know, what are your clients' problems? What are the things that come up in a transaction? You know, how can you create content around answering their questions? And that still is always going to be a solid strategy. Educational content builds your brand, builds authority, builds credibility, and showcases your expertise. What I think is going to shift is that more and more people who are becoming trained by the products that we use and the formats that they are pushing in our feeds, short video content, specifically on Instagram, Instagram Reels and Instagram Stories, TikTok, and other platforms that will come about that are very short video types of content. We're going to be inundated with this. And during COVID, a lot of people downloaded TikTok and watched it and found it to be entertaining and different. And it is different than what we are used to seeing on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. It doesn't mean you can't do educational content and provide tips. But what I think this product psychology has done and is doing and will continue to do is it's starting to get us used to seeing short micro video content. And not only short micro video content, because we've already been seeing stories for a long time, but short micro video content that's more entertaining, more creative, more edited, more like a TikTok or a reel. And so I really think that with the reduction in time or length of time for content, we're now in this sort of 15-second world, if you will. Yes, you can go up to a minute in TikTok. Yes, you can go up to 30 seconds in Instagram Reels. Yes, you can go up to about 20 seconds per story. But it's these micro pieces of content that we're being trained to want to consume. And we'd rather watch a 10-second video and maybe 10 10-second videos than one 10-minute video. Now, of course, in some cases, if you want to learn how to do something, I'm going to go to YouTube with different kind of intent. I'm going there to usually learn how to do something, and I'm more likely to watch a full-length 10-minute video. Now, when I'm coming to Instagram, Facebook, even LinkedIn and TikTok, I'm there typically not with intent. Often I'm opening it up maybe out of boredom, maybe out of habit, maybe out of just wanting to check in with people, see what's going on. So we have to look at this educational content that we've been hearing about again and again and again, and I personally teach about and I use educational content. I built my brand on educational content, and I will continue to provide educational content. But I think that we need to really think about what's shaping, as far as platform and format, the type of content that people are consuming and are going to demand to consume. So I think there's a couple of things that are happening in here. Number one, gone are the days where you can no longer show your face. You cannot outsource your brand. And I do have a lot of people that say to me, oh, I have, you know, my niece who's really great at TikTok and she's going to help me do this. Or my son is going to help me make Facebook stories or short videos. We now really have to show up in the content. We have to have that human connection. And I've never experienced that more than this year, where stories format was the only connection that I had with people outside of my home. And so now we're getting used to that. And we've also realized that you really can have these real connections and develop relationships with people through the mobile device. So the stories content is really there to create the engagement, to go deep with the community, to create the human relatable content. And what's happening now with TikTok and Reels is that the products are making us want to consume much shorter videos, micro content. I'm sure you've heard the statistic of the average attention span for an adult is shorter than a goldfish, which I think is 8 seconds. They're counting us at around 7. So we have these built-in products that are keeping our attention span really low. And in the past, when we've been hearing, you've got to make educational content, you have to answer all the questions, well, maybe that was a 2-minute video. Maybe that was a 2-page blog post. Maybe that was a 20-minute podcast. Maybe that was a, you know, 30-minute YouTube walkthrough video. Whatever the length was, now I don't think that's going to play as well anymore, depending on which platform you're on. If you're on YouTube, that's a little bit different. If you're on podcasts, it's a little bit different. If you're on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, which is what a lot of people are using, the majority, those are the sort of the big three. I'd say LinkedIn is in there, so the big four. We're starting to see that these platforms are merging into each other. I mean, look at LinkedIn. LinkedIn has really kind of prided itself, or at least some of the people that I know using LinkedIn have prided itself, hey, this isn't like Facebook, this isn't like Instagram, and that's why I like it. And when Stories came out, I heard from a lot of my friends that they were not excited about Stories coming to LinkedIn because they thought it was going to make it more like Facebook and Instagram. And so these platforms merge and morph to kind of resemble the other ones, especially if they're competing for attention and people are leaving to go to another one. So my prediction is that very quickly we're going to see some of the tried and true content formats and styles that we have in the past been creating perhaps not resonate as well and maybe not even get as much reach in the feed. And I say that because, you know, these algorithms are promoting the new thing, the new feature. And I know for certain, my personal experience, especially this last week and the week before now, Instagram Reels is absolutely being prioritized over feed posts and IGTVs, at least in my account. I am seeing a ton of reach from those reels. And they recently just changed the layout of the actual app. And a lot of people are unhappy about that. Now, granted, a lot of that is just, you know, we don't like change. But I'm going to read to you from Facebook Newsroom. This came out November 12th, and it's from Adam Mosseri, who's the head of Instagram. They revamped the buttons on the actual home screen, and they didn't really prepare anyone. I did know this was coming. I believe they're also testing at least two or three different variations of this. By the time you're listening to this, probably most of you might have it, but there could be some that still don't. They introduced some dedicated tabs. So if you've ever used Instagram and you're kind of familiar with it, down at the bottom when you wanted to post something, you would tap the plus sign at the bottom. Now there's no plus sign at the bottom. They've moved that, and in its place, which is not by accident, that was most likely the number one place people coming to create content. I mean, that was the number one place people coming to create content. If you're not making stories, if you're posting in the feed, you were tapping that middle button. So they've ingrained that for years that it's the middle button. Well, now they've put the Reels tab there, and at least the one I have. I think they're maybe changing or testing out a few other variations, and I'm not sure if the Reels tab is in the center. But on mine, it's taking the place of the plus sign. That's a big, big, big deal. Now, they added a shopping tab too, which personally, I'm not going to use really at all. But I want to kind of focus on the video content. So they did add some other things as well. But this Reels tab is now a dedicated tab, just like TikTok, that is trying to make it easier for you to discover these videos from people all over the world. So again, they want to start behavior training. They want you to push that button. They want you to start going there and looking for content. And it's been working on me. Reels has only been out for 3 months. And I tend to look at them a lot now. Now there's a button. I'm absolutely going to click that button quite a bit. And what I like about Instagram over TikTok is that if I get tired of looking at Reels, then I'll go to Stories. And if I get tired of Stories, then I'll go to the Explore page. And on TikTok, it's just the videos. So they go on to talk about in this announcement, they say that Instagram, their focus has always been on creators because they're trendsetters. Change is happening quickly right now, including how both of these groups use Instagram and engage with the world. This year with the pandemic and much of the world sheltering in place, we've seen an explosion in short entertaining videos on Instagram. Entertaining is the key word there. And you know, educational can be entertaining, but it's a little bit harder. You know, that educational content, I'm going to have to say, is pretty much the easiest content. Maybe engaging content where you're asking people for advice and questions, that's probably the easiest. But when you're creating educational content, that's kind of been the bread and butter of a lot of our content strategies. Now, I'm thinking it's moving more entertaining. And quite frankly, that's a little intimidating if you ask me. Especially if you think you have to be funny or creative or dance or sing. So I'm not saying you have to do any of those things, but I'm just saying we need to be aware of what trends are and how they will impact your content. Now, it goes on to say, we've also seen an incredible amount of people, incredible amount of shopping move online. That's why they added the shopping tab. Says, we first launched Reels a few months ago. Now we're rolling out the Reels tab to be a kind of stage, a place where people can share their creativity with the world and have a chance to break out and find an audience. Now, the breakout and find an audience part is them saying, we're going to help you go viral in many cases. We're going to help you get a lot of views. So if you are trying to grow your Instagram, this would be the number one thing I would recommend. I would recommend you do 2 to 3 Reels per week minimum. So they talk about that. Now, what I thought was really interesting is this very last paragraph. It says, we don't take these changes lightly. We haven't updated Instagram's home screen in a big way for quite a while. But how people create and enjoy culture has changed. That's the bigger message here. Okay, they're telling you there's a shift happening. It's kind of hard to read through the lines there, but it's saying, so how people create and enjoy culture has changed. And the biggest risk to Instagram is not that we change too fast, but that we don't change and become irrelevant. And I think it's easy to read a blog post and think, oh yeah, you know, Instagram can't become irrelevant. They've got to make all these changes. But what if you inserted yourself into that story? What if content does change drastically in the next few years and you and your content doesn't change with that and stay relevant? So I just want to throw this out here and put this, you know, into the atmosphere. So and then it goes on to say, we're excited about the new design, believe it gives the app a much needed refresh, but staying true to our core value of simplicity. Well, I kind of chuckle at that because there's a lot of stuff in Instagram that I'm not sure if I would call it simple or simplicity. So that is a link that I will put in the show notes if you want to read more about that. So even Instagram is saying, hey, we see this shift coming. Of course, you know, TikTok has been there for a while. Now I'm going to move on into another article that I thought was really interesting, and it's from DigiDay, and it's specifically about TikTok as opposed to Reels. And there really isn't any revenue or like ads on Reels yet. But what we're seeing is a lot of people who create content for TikTok repurposing their videos over into Instagram Reels. And I think it's interesting, one, because since I'm an Instagram user, I am not going to go to TikTok now because people are just putting their TikTok videos there. So for me, I'm like, okay, great. Now that's saving me some time. But for TikTok users, their audience may or may not be there. And also they might be making, you know, 60-second videos, and the format for Reels is 15 to 30 seconds. So not to say that they couldn't edit something, but it would be kind of a pain to have to, you know, make 2 original pieces of video content. Also, from what I understand, I mean, maybe they're paying like influencers, but there really isn't much of a way to monetize Reels. I believe there's some monetization opportunities over in TikTok. Also, I read an article that if you're going to repost your TikTok videos with the TikTok watermark on it, that is not going to be featured on the Explore page, or I can't remember if they said it was Explore or if it was, it could never be a featured video. Because of course Instagram doesn't want to like feature a competitor watermark, but you can still certainly put on your TikTok videos if you so choose. So that's kind of what's going on in between the two. This was interesting as well. When we talk sort of about these large numbers of views, it kind of reminds me of when Facebook Live first came out. And Facebook Live, I think it was maybe 5 years ago or something like that, where it came out. And I remember getting massive numbers of views. And I thought, wow, 3,000 views, that's crazy. But then I think they fixed their number counters, their view counters. So I wouldn't put too much weight in the metrics right now on Reels. I don't know about TikTok. I mean, they've obviously been doing this for a lot longer. But Instagram right now, I believe they count a view as like the moment a video plays. Whereas if you're posting an IGTV video or a video now on Facebook, they count a view after 3 seconds. And I know 3 seconds doesn't sound like a long time, but now that I've made a 2 second video on Reels, it's kind of can be considered a long time. So those metrics, you know, could be a bit overinflated. Plus we can't see the replay number on Reels. And that is going to be a really important metric. And I think as platforms continue to evolve and create more of this micro video content, that's going to be a big insight data point. How many people, number one, are not just playing your video, but are completing it? And how many are completing it and then replaying it? That's really going to be some critical metrics instead of just, you know, the views, because anybody could sort of be scrolling by and get distracted and maybe your video accidentally played. So I thought that was, you know, kind of interesting that they expounded upon how they are actually counting those views. And to TikTok's credit, there's another article that I read where retailers, big box stores like Sephora and I believe I read Dunkin' Donuts, they are encouraging their employees to create TikTok videos. And in fact, having leaderboards and scoring, and the person who posts the most videos gets, you know, gift cards and extra bonuses, things of that nature. I know some companies create an area where they give you ideas and then all the videos have to be approved before they're posted. But the point is that these companies now understand that these products have changed human behavior. We no longer really want to see from a logo. We want to see human content. We want to see a person, and we want to see short little videos, and we want to be entertained. We want it to be interesting. We want to be shocked. It's sort of that emotional factor. We still always will want to be educated, but I think our content in the structure that maybe we've created it in the past 5, 10, 20 years, it's really rapidly evolving, and it's definitely been outside of my comfort zone, even as somebody who's a very heavy stories user, because stories, again, I'm just talking to my phone. I'm not doing any creative edits. I don't really consider that I have to be creative. I'm just talking like to a friend. Whereas on Reels or a TikTok, I feel that it has to be creative and edited and takes me more time. And I totally understand that that is going to be intimidating to a lot of users. And again, it's not the fact that you have to make an Instagram reel. It's what's happening with expectations and behaviors. It's like Uber. When Uber was announced years ago, I thought, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? This is never going to work. I'm never going to get in an Uber with some stranger I don't know. Well, fast forward to 2020. I mean, I'm not going anywhere these days, but I totally feel comfortable getting into an Uber. So it just takes a matter of time for us to get used to seeing something or doing something. And then we start to see that it oozes into every other element of our world. And now we Uber-fy everything. We want everything on your phone with one button delivered to you, etc. So my whole thoughts behind today's podcast is what's trending in sort of the human behavior, the product psychology, and the content of the future. And I would encourage you to really double down on short micro video content. And I think you can be very successful by focusing on the ultra human, ultra relatable, which is the stories. I think you can also be very, very successful on the more entertaining, more edited TikTok, Instagram Reels style. And I'm thinking that you probably are going to need both going forward. Probably going to need to have both. The reach of the short edited entertaining content to get found, to get followed, the story content to go really deep and to stay connected. So in my opinion, that's why I like Instagram over TikTok too, is because I like to connect and talk with the people who are creating content, or maybe follow them or check out their account and their stories and all that. So I'm not, you know, here to say TikTok is better than Instagram, or Instagram is better than TikTok, or Facebook is better, or whatnot. It's all platforms, all with attention, all with now pretty much the same type of formats. I would not be surprised at all if next year we see Facebook rolling out some kind of reels or something along those lines, and then we start to see that happen in a lot of other platforms. So I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Make sure that we're connected over on the gram. Once again, you can find me at chelsea.pites. If you'd like to get all of the links to the articles that I mentioned, you can click on the show notes and find those. And again, thanks so much for listening and subscribing, and we'll see you next time. Bye.